That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Allie,
and JJ.
Got Allie sitting in here for the duration of the show. Welcome, Allie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And what's your claim to fame here?
Well, I have a podcast that I do with my friend Leah Farrow. It's called Liberty Bells Radio. It's just on podomatic.com/Liberty Bells Radio.
And Liberty Bells is spelled B-E-L-L-E-S.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
As so wait, there was two E's? No, it was B-E-L-L, not B-E-E.
B-E-L-L-E-S-S. Like a southern bell as opposed to a ringing bell. Anyway, so I just want to make sure folks know who you were. Let's go straight into the show prep. I have... interesting story here out of Gawker.com. Cop arrests disabled woman for sitting.
Well, that makes sense.
Yep. Disabled Atlanta woman says she was sitting outside waiting for the ice cream man when a cop showed up and ordered her to move. She refused because she wasn't in anyone's way or doing anything wrong. The cop allegedly manhandled her and caused her to fall to the ground. And then bought her a medium-sized cone.
Really?
No, wait. The officer, one Kenneth Thompson, did not buy his charge, 40-year-old Shakita Walker, any ice cream cones or other novelties, even though she suffers from severe joint pain and limited motion and could probably use a break. No, instead, he arrested her for disorderly conduct. Apparently, she was acting disorderly in a disorderly manner by being a disabled woman who was asserting her right to sit in a metal chair on a vacant lot with three other people while waiting for a frozen dessert. Her attitude, if gone unchecked, could have inspired her or other emboldened disabled ice cream lovers in Atlanta to stick it to the man and, who knows, lead a riot or something. Thomas had to take swift action, as the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports. Thomas grabbed Walker's wrist, twisted her arm, causing her to fall to the concrete, unable to get up on her own. Walker said an ambulance was called to transport Walker to Grady Medical Hospital, Memorial Hospital, where she received treatment for a shoulder injury sustained when she hit the ground.
Wow.
Grossman said.
Just trying to serve and protect.
After her release from the hospital, Walker got to spend the night in jail for no reason, because the charges were dropped. Oh, and that's because she didn't do anything illegal. A letter from the Atlanta Citizen Review Board, which examined Walker's complaints, suggests that Thomas enjoys arresting people for disorderly conduct. 27 out of 38 arrests he made in a five-month period were for that very crime. In fact, that's three times the amount made by two other officers in that patrol area at the same time during the same shift, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. ADP hasn't determined whether to discipline Thomas or pressure his colleagues to make more disorderly conduct arrests of disabled people with sweet teeth.
Geez, Mark, as far as sympathetic victims go, how more sympathetic can you get than a disabled old woman waiting for ice cream in some bench somewhere?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, this isn't...
Why aren't people in an uproar over this? This simple, you know, display of tyranny. It's like, come on, people, wake up. Look at what they're doing to your old grandma. I mean, think about your grandma, the person you love. Yeah, that person who gives you too much food when you go over to her house and always buys you those weird birthday gifts that you really don't want.
Shakita probably does that. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess what? Officer Thompson here, he has an issue with her sitting there, so she goes to the ground. Is that right?
That's pretty much it. I don't know why this isn't getting coverage in more places, but, you know, here on Free Talk Live, we do talk about government abuses on a regular basis. And the fact is, the boots-on-the-ground abuses around the United States are done by police officers in dealing with people. And one of the biggest abuses out there is the disorderly conduct charge.
Yes, the
disorderly conduct, yeah, it's absolutely a catch-all. It is a way for legislators have allowed police officers to essentially do whatever the heck they want.
It's basically the executive branch's equivalent of the judicial branch's contempt charge. Basically, if we can't really decide on what you did wrong because you didn't do anything wrong, but we don't like you, so you're going to jail.
Right. This is absolutely a contempt of cop charge.
Yep.
And they would never say such a thing because that's not the way that one talks about, these kind of issues. But that's exactly what's going on here.
Is it considered disorderly conduct if you don't follow direction? That's not like if they tell you to do something and it's not illegal what you're doing? if you don't do it, is that considered disorderly conduct?
I thought there was something called failure to obey a lawful order.
I think that would be. I think disorderly falls under that. I don't know. I mean, I think the different states define disorderly conduct.
Regardless, if it's dropped, what, 2 days later?
Yes.
Something like that? After she spent a day in jail.
Well, look, it's not just this charge. I mean, this guy.
Right.
This guy has, out of the 38 charges that he's made in 5 months, 27 of them have been for disorderly conduct. He likes to go throw his weight around, and when people don't obey what he says, lickety-split like, he throws them to the ground, twists their arms, and has ambulances called and have them taken to jail. That's what happens. This lady said, I'm not kidding. Up, I'm not moving. I'm waiting for the ice cream truck. And
I wish some public servant out there that's listening to this, either now or through podcast form, whatever, I wish just one of those individuals could come up with some sort of argument that would justify the behavior of this officer. I mean, I know it's not possible. I know it's not possible for you to come up with a logical argument that can defend the actions of this horrible human being.
Well, you know, I suppose what somebody's going to say is this is a vacant lot, therefore it could be privately owned property. I suppose the owner could have told the cop, yeah, go ahead, clear people off if you want to clear them off. And at which point, that's what the cop was attempting to do. This lady said, we've been sitting here for weeks and months and years. This is where we sit and wait for the ice cream truck, and this is what we're going to do.
That's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of ifs.
It is a lot of ifs, sure. I mean, you know, I think that when you go into certain neighborhoods, that
I think if that was the case, they wouldn't have dropped the charges. They would have charged her with trespassing. So I can't buy that. I'm sorry. I mean, thank you for coming up with
best arguments. I can do.
I know. I understand.
Let's go to Ty in Tennessee. Ty?
Hey, Mark. I'm not too sure who's there. I was listening to the podcast.
I've got Allie and JJ.
Okay, Allie and JJ.
Hey,
I got a question regarding voting. Last night on the podcast, when you guys were talking about economic things, you were bringing up a point regarding the fact, you know, I think it was something about exporting inflation and QE2, possibility of QE3, and that the average American, it's important for the average American to understand this. And what you said was that it's the average American's fault for voting the same people back into office in Washington.
Yeah.
And what I'm wondering, though, is how do you reconcile that with the idea that votes are insignificant?
Well, I think that in aggregate, I'm talking about sort of the average American as an entity, a portion of the general population. I see what you're saying. Like, the individual average American really can do nothing about bureaucrats. You can vote or not vote, and it really doesn't matter individually. But the people out there that keep their heads collectively stuffed in the sand as far as they possibly can.
Yes.
I mean, they'll wiggle their shoulders so they can get a little farther in there so that they don't have to think about these issues. But, you know, I mean, there is a voting process, and mostly that voting process elects the leaders and, you know, quote-unquote leaders, and mostly those leaders have been thieves and criminals.
Well, I think it's also party politics, too. The fact that the system, you know, the system is two different parties, and then the parties choose which candidates actually get on the ballots through this, you know, manipulation of the legal system. So now the average voter who doesn't necessarily pay attention to any of this, they get their voting news or their candidate news from CNN or some you know, processed news service, and then they don't really have an idea of what's going on. They haven't applied the due diligence necessary to research the actual candidates or take part in the primary process to choose the voter, because as far as they're concerned, it doesn't exist. So I think
Go ahead.
There's a lot of blindness in politics, and, you know, people see what they want to see, and there's not a whole lot of reasoning going on. But the reason I called is it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, that idea that it's the American people's fault, because I hear that when people talk about not voting. If you don't vote, then, you know, then it's your fault if these people get into office. And I bring up the point that, you know, to be vigilant in American politics is like playing whack-a-mole. The moles are going to win because they're at it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you just can't keep up with these guys. The best thing to do is to take away the fangs from Washington.
But I would agree with you, but it's not. One isn't going to take the fangs away from Washington. Without a bloody revolution by not voting, right?
Well, hopefully it is going to be an evolution, not a revolution. I think that they can be defanged, and it's going to take. It may take a second, not a collapse, but a lot of
Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, with tips and advice on controlling your emotions so they don't control you. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
You know, there's a saying that I have that I really enjoy, and it's this. Let emotions subside and then decide. You know, we all come to times in our life where we have to make decisions. I mean, really, all day long we're making decisions. Some of those decisions are more important than others. But especially if you're having to make a really important decision, you don't want to do it in a time of emotion. I've found out that emotions rise, but then they fall. So if I make a decision when my emotions are up, I'm likely not to want to do what I said I would do when my emotions fall down. Don't let your emotions drive you to take action, but make a wise, godly decision so you can follow through. For the Living Beyond Your Feelings Radio Minute, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information to help you control your own emotions so they don't control you, please visit Joyce Meyer. That's MEYER.org. The average person has 70,000 thoughts every day, and many of those thoughts trigger a corresponding emotion. In Living Beyond Your Feelings, Joyce Meyer examines the gamut of feelings that human beings experience. She discusses the way that the brain processes and stores memories and thoughts. Then, emotion by emotion, she explains how we can manage our reactions to those emotions. Living Beyond Your Feelings, the newest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call, talk about what you'd like to talk about. You've probably been hearing a lot about bitcoins lately. We've been talking about here, talking about them here on Free Talk Live, but maybe you didn't know how to go about getting them. Well, now there's an easy way. You can get bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. Just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you do it over the internet. To learn more, visit exchangebitcoins.com. Again, it's exchangebitcoins.com. So, excuse me, Ty from Tennessee just called in. Oh, excuse me, this is Mark.
Allie.
And JJ.
Ty just called in about voting, and I think that he's brought up a really great point, and I don't know that one can truly make a definitive statement like the voters are at fault or the American people are at fault or anything like that, like I was last night. But I do feel that way. I kind of feel like people get the government that they deserve.
I think anytime you make an absolute statement, you ought to reconsider that statement, because generally speaking, absolute statements are false. There are very few absolute statements that are true. And usually they involve things like science.
Sure.
You know.
But, you know, the chances are if the American people as a whole, as an aggregate, the ones that voted and the ones that didn't vote, decided to vote in somebody who was more principled libertarian type that believed in more freedom and all that other stuff, we would probably not have the problems that we have today. And,
You know, I don't know.
Therefore,
I don't know
where the results are, to some extent, their responsibility, right?
What...
Can you really blame people for being disenchanted with the whole political process, though? Like,
but
it's not
voting doesn't mean
everyone.
I mean, not everybody's disenchanted, though. I mean, there's a portion of the population votes in every single election, and a majority of the people voted in the presidential election in this last election. So, I mean, I understand that people are disenchanted. I'm not saying it's the non-voters' fault. I'm saying it's everybody's fault, the non-voter and the voter alike. If I feel like if not voting worked, then in the majority of elections here in the United States, the majority of people don't vote, then whatever was supposed to happen from not voting would have happened. So it's not an answer.
What if you were born into this family, okay, and you inherited your family, okay? You have this brother in your family that is just this jerk and makes a terrible name for you and your family all over town.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I mean, you're stuck with him. Okay, that doesn't mean you have to participate with him or go along with his schemes or try to dissuade him. If he's just a loser and he's going to be a loser no matter what, you know, maybe you're best distancing yourself from him instead of trying to play along or to manipulate him or persuade him, because you know what, he's stubborn and he doesn't care what you think.
I think that's fine if what you're saying
is... Well, the voters inherited this system. The voters inherited...
The voters are doing something about it. The non-voters.
The people, all the individuals on this place that they control or occupy have inherited this problem. And that doesn't mean that the solution is for them to go, you know, neck deep into the problem. No, maybe their solution is to avoid the problem, just stop dealing with it, And let it fade off like the illusion, the dream, the fantasy that it was.
Well, a lot of people, when they stop dealing with these things, choose to stop dealing with them but continue to support the system. And I don't think that that does any good.
Well, they have to, because guys with guns force them to support the system, Mark.
Understood.
It's a defensive measure.
Understood.
By supporting the system? Supporting the system just condoning its actions? Or is it supporting the system...
That?
Sort of like registering your tax.
Like going along with things.
Yeah, like you pay your tax on your cigarettes when you buy them.
The first thing the founding fathers did when they had a revolution was to withhold their taxes from the king, because they did not feel they had proper representation. I'm of the opinion that the electoral process as it exists today in the United States and frankly around the world in every single country is flawed and does not properly represent people.
Agreed.
I don't have the guts and the wherewithal to withhold taxes from these people today. I mean, I've got a 3-year-old.
Right.
And I understand the pressures that are put on people. But at the same time, at the very least, you know, I try to do some things. And some of those things are going to vote. But I try to do some things to procure more freedom for myself, my friends, my family, and my neighbors. And that's, you know, that's what I choose to do in order to have some kind of activism. I think that a lot of activists think that that's not the way to go about it, you know, that you're not going to get it through voting. I don't know, but I certainly haven't seen anything that, from the non-voting types that has achieved any kind of, that looks like it's going to achieve any kind of liberty.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, and you know, each person has to do what they're capable of or what they're comfortable of with this tyrannical system we're in. At the same time, you know, I don't have all the solutions, and
who does?
And, yeah, exactly. And anyone who says they do, you know, well, they're lying to you. So,
but I do think that one can, you know, here's something I believe that one can do that will take steps in the direction of liberty here in the future. Whether that person is a non-voter or a voter or whatever, a Democrat or a Republican, they can vote for Ron Paul in the primary. Register as a Republican, vote for Ron Paul in the primary, and you will see,
Ron Paul,
as a result, there will be just the very fact that Ron Paul gets, say, 20% of the vote or something like that. It's shaped and framed the debate currently, and it will do so into the future if he continues to get votes. I mean, you know, that's, I understand a lot of people don't like that. They think that voting somehow, you know, furthers
perpetuates
the system.
Yeah.
I have yet to see anybody make decent argument for that.
Your argument about it being a primary and not a public election, the fact that you said it's a private...
A primary election is not a governmental election, it's a party election.
That argument pretty much sways me just over the line into saying that voting for Ron Paul in the primary is not using force against your neighbor.
Right. Well, voting Ron Paul in as the Republican nominee,
it's nothing.
Does not make him the leader of anybody.
No.
It does not put him
it doesn't
over
pass
anybody.
Any laws. Right. Yeah. Does it? Yes. It
all
does,
the arguments.
It does perpetuate party politics. Yes, it does. You're taking part. You're participating. You can't deny that. But at the same time,
I would like to hear somebody make the argument that not voting does not perpetuate party politics, because we still have party politics, the same parties we've had since the second election, and they're still here, and not voting hasn't worked.
Yeah, I don't have the solution, Mark.
It isn't out there. Let's go to Eddie Free in Washington D.C. Eddie.
Hey guys.
What's going on?
How's it going, Eddie?
Y'all look great tonight. I'm watching y'all on the studio cam.
That's right. You can view us at cam.freetalklive.com. JJ and I aren't worth seeing, but Allie sure is.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to dovetail into what JJ said. I mean, I can understand not wanting to jump and admire yourself into the problem. That's why, I mean, I think the Free State Project's just brilliant. I plan on going and getting involved in local politics for sure. You know, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul this year, but you know, when I make it to the Shire, I mean, I plan on voting at the county, state,
I started paying attention once I got into my local, once I got here, I started paying attention to local politics. But when I was down in Florida, I didn't know one of those local people from another, in any way, shape, or form. But Eddie, you were being held in Washington, D.C. because of a court case. You couldn't really leave. You had charges pending. Don't you have some news on that?
I sure did. I can hold over for the break.
Yeah, you know, I think that people are going to want to hear this news. It's pretty important. And, thanks for doing the holdover. Do you want to give the telephone number out too, Eddie? 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live. From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and means of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Jensen from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl, because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Allie.
And JJ.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We've also got a website where you can link to what you want to link to. There's you can link to blog posts or news stories, whatever you like. You can vote up other people's, vote them down. It's the kind of voting everybody can agree on. It's freetalklive.com. Also have archives there for you going back to 2005. You can download MP3s, complete shows of Free Talk Live for the last 5 years. Use them as you will. Listen to them on the way to work. Listen to them while working out. Whatever you'd like to do, it's archives.freetalklive.com. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. Now, you know they're not good for your health, right? Here's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier by some metrics, Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will already start saving $120 a month just by switching to Vaporsmiths e-cigarette. And it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. So you get a free starter kit and free shipping by going to Vaporsmiths.com and using coupon code FTL or mentioning FTL when you call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Let's go back to Eddie Free in D.C. Eddie.
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
So I've got really good news. Just to test the listeners up, back in June, some friends and I decided to go to the Jefferson Memorial and dance, despite a judge's order that dancing was not allowed at the Jefferson Memorial, which is a public area.
Just to be clear, you did not have some giant boombox there trashing, you know, the place out so other people could not enjoy. You just danced.
That's right. We just wore ear pods and we were silently dancing. And our friend Adam Kokesh, who filled in for Free Talk last week, he was body slammed. This happened in June. He was body slammed and choked, and the video just went viral, and it just blew up. The following weekend, we had our dance parties and folks across the country, even in Gandhi's home, which is a museum. The following Saturday, somebody danced in his home, which I just thought was amazing. But it was an epic act of civil disobedience. You know, 300 some odd people, he danced around the Jefferson. Well, we finally had a court case yesterday, and you know, we were first written, our ticket said subjects were dancing in a restricted area. Then I got another piece of mail that said the subject was demonstrating in a restricted area. Then I got another piece of mail from him that said that I was trespassing.
So that trespassing was the at the public moment. Memorial?
Yeah. So if you move your body outside some normal realm in a public area, and if it somewhat constitutes as dancing to a law enforcer, then, yeah, you can be pounced on and be charged with trespassing.
Right, and this seemed to be entirely arbitrary, what was going on there. Like, you could just kind of shuffle back and forth a little bit, and that would be dancing. I don't think tapping your foot would have qualified, but one wonders, I mean, exactly how much leg movement, how much body movement.
Right.
Can you keep your legs in place? I mean, I just don't understand what they could possibly be saying about this whole dancing thing.
What? They had nothing, so I guess that's why they tried to intimidate us with the charge of trespassing.
Yep.
And the whole thing, trespassing, you know, that's a 3-month sentence, so it is an intimidating thing to be facing.
Sure. So what was the result there?
Well, we went into court, we met with the prosecutor. There were actually two attorneys that showed up that we didn't even know about. They showed up just offering their services. We went and spoke with the prosecutor, and the prosecutor dropped down the plea from $100 down to $50. And we just kept asking her questions about a trial and being able to engage witnesses and the arresting officers. And we just kept asking those kind of questions. And what exactly is the charge now? Well, she ran off and got on her phone out in the hallway, came back into the courtroom. The judge comes in. And it was really simple, really quick. No one else was in the courtroom. It was just us and three U.S. Marshals. And she just basically tells the judge, government witnesses, to drop the charges. And the judge asked us if we have any objections.
Right. What are you going to object to that for?
Right. So of course, you know, it was a no. And the judge simply said, case dismissed, and we jumped up and started dancing out the courtroom, and the judge said to us, good job, guys.
Wow. You get the judge gave you a compliment?
He actually, yes. He said,
that's great.
And he was talking to us, because I turned around and said, thank you, and he said, you're welcome. So
wow.
Apparently, he was speaking to us.
Wow.
Now, this wasn't the same judge that had made the original order that said no dancing in the Jefferson Memorial if cops say there's no dancing, right?
No, that was Judge John D. Bates who wrote that opinion. And our judge, it was a U.S. magistrate judge. His name was Judge Saciola. And one of the attorneys had told us that Judge Saciola is probably one of the best judges to give. He's actually somewhat fair, I guess, with activists.
I see. Well, congratulations on that.
We're just ecstatic about it. And
now, what do you think?
I'll let you guys get back to the show. And I wanted to say also I had a blast last weekend in Keene. All of you people are amazing. The community, we had so much excitement. And I just want to encourage everyone to move up to the Shire. I'm going to be up there in a few months to join my good friends. And I just can't wait to see all you guys and get involved in what you all are doing up there.
Yeah, you want to hurry up and get here. You don't want to miss winter.
That's right.
Thanks a lot for the call, Eddie.
Thanks for stopping on, Eddie.
Appreciate it. You know, that's really great news. I mean, I love to hear that,
well,
that turned out well.
Because it's dropped, there's no recourse. They can't, sue
pick it back up, I wouldn't think.
Right. They can't say, well, I was falsely, because the case
Well, they could have objected and if they wanted to, but I don't see any reason to. I mean, at this point.
No, you know. Right. I understand what you're saying. They could have objected and demanded a trial and then won the trial.
Yeah.
And then pursued some sort of recourse.
Is this like a precedent for later cases?
Nope. Not a precedent at all. No. Just a drop charge.
Yeah, I think. So they just harassed him, stuck him in jail.
That's
and they dropped a charge.
So now they can do it later, but whatever.
Yeah, they can keep arresting people.
Let's go to Dan in Phoenix. Dan.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Dan?
Well, Mark, actually, I got a couple of things. I wanted to take issue with your idea about voting and non-voting.
Okay.
But I want to say something about, was his name Eddie just now?
Yeah. Eddie Free.
That was a cool story. The only problem I have with it is that he thanked the judge on his way out.
The judge said good job. I mean, you know, he thanked him for the compliment.
Judges are people too.
Oh, he thanked him for the compliment.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The judge said
I would never said, I didn't thank the judge in my case, and I beat it with disorderly conduct.
I frequently, whenever I interact with public servants or whatever you want to call them, the slave masters, whatever, if they act in a, so to speak, a kind, I don't want to say a kind manner, but if they act peacefully towards me and my interaction is peaceful, I usually say goodbye or thank you. I usually say something like thank you for being peaceful or something to that effect and just make it reinforce that we're going to have a good rapport and we're going to be able to talk as civilized people as long as we're peaceful. But once you aren't peaceful, then that's when, you know, that sort of association kind of has to end.
We actually interviewed an author here on Free Talk Live, and it was on a book called, I believe, Civil Resistance or Why Civil Resistance Works.
Great interview.
Yeah, it was Erica Chenoweth. And they studied, I think, 500 different resistance movements over the course of more than 100 years. And the single thing that makes a resistance movement work is changing the hearts and minds of the public. And you're not going to change the hearts and minds of the public. As angry as you may be at the bureaucrats,
right.
I mean, they are part of the public, too. So one needs to keep a smile on one's face while doing, you know, this kind of activism, is my opinion. Dan, hold the line, if you would. And we'll get right back to you.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can give us a call, talk about anything. Been talking about voting here. Dan is going to roast my giblets over an open fire here in just a moment. If you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI can do that for you. They'll do it with respect. They are a new kind of accounts receivable company. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables, and they do it by respecting your clients. If you need to try something new in that area, check out SACL CAI. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
Let's go to Dan in Phoenix. Dan?
Hi, Mike. I'm not going to roast your chops.
Go right ahead, man. It's much more exciting
anyway,
if you do, though.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'll tell you what. When I saw your video of you in court, I just felt so bad. Yeah, I felt so bad for you, man. Yes. I even emailed you. I don't know if you remember, but
I got a few emails on that.
Some emails. Yeah, I'm sure you did. But anyway, at any rate, Can you just give me a brief review of how you feel about non-voting, voting, and
feel about voting is voting is a largely insignificant act. The larger the election in which you participate, the less significant your vote is. Are you there, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. There's just some kind of noise. Just some kind of noise in the line. I didn't want to make sure you didn't hang up. So. You know, as the election gets smaller, your vote gets more important. So if, for instance, you live in one of the towns here in New Hampshire where, for instance, there are 200 people, and at a town meeting maybe 30 or 40 show up in order to decide how spending goes, you're darn right your vote matters. I mean, you and your wife are a voting block at that point. So I do think that, you know, it is when you're talking about a national election, I don't think it mattered who I voted for, whether it was McCain or Obama. If I could switch my vote right now, the totals of the electoral votes in New Hampshire wouldn't have mattered. the electoral votes themselves wouldn't have mattered because Obama won by so much, and my vote wouldn't have mattered because I wouldn't have affected the electoral votes anyway. So if I would have just chosen to stay home on that election, it wouldn't have mattered. However, I do think that if you have a candidate, say like Ron Paul, which is a, you know, highly libertarian type candidate, and those are your ideas and you agree with them but choose not to vote, that to some extent you're, you know, not really helping the movement that you support in some ways.
Am I clear? By not voting.
What's that? By not voting. Correct.
By not voting. Okay.
You could do
so
more.
If Ron Paul somehow got the nomination for president, right?
Right.
And I didn't vote
in the national election,
right?
Okay.
You would charge me with kind of being a detriment to the liberty movement.
I'm saying you're not doing all you
can.
Well,
I think hold on. I think something needs to be said about playing the blame game. I think there's no point in playing the blame game. It's not going to yield to any productive or positive or constructive conclusion.
I would agree that most people that choose to principally not vote are likely not going to be swayed by what I have to say. However, I have yet to hear one of those.
I mean, are you trying to guilt people into voting?
No. I have yet to hear one of those people, geniuses,
okay,
absolute geniuses that I talk to, brilliant people that cannot show me how voting is immoral, and I think that is the only good argument for not voting.
I think voting for McCain for president is an immoral act because McCain has demonstrated he will use tyrannical power, and he is crazy.
Well, I think that you could make the same argument for Obama,
right?
And so therefore you're stuck in a catch 22.
No, you're not.
Where you're
not stuck in anything. You're stuck with I'm going to make an immoral action, or I'm going to stay home and not make an immoral action.
But by staying home, you've done nothing.
Yes, you have a clear conscience. You can sleep at night.
You can sleep at night anyway because your vote didn't matter.
Well, blood is on your hands.
No, it's not. I could choose not to. Could have chosen not to vote, and it doesn't matter.
Well,
go ahead, Dan. Oh, sorry.
What if you disagree with the power that being president gives you, but you still go out to vote for Ron Paul because, you know that he's not going to abuse it as terribly as another person might, but you still disagree with a position?
Well, I think my example was McCain and Obama as clearly, you know, we talked earlier about if you vote for someone that is an immoral person, is a person who lacks morals and does immoral things, does that make what you did moral? And I think no. I think if you know that this person is a bad person, voting for that person makes you a bad person.
I think if we don't let Dan talk, we're going to be immoral.
Excellent.
Okay, can I ask you, just an analogy. When you're driving down the road and you see the cop lights behind you, why do you stop?
Because you know that they'll come after you and shoot you.
That's right. That's a defensive move.
Because I have a crappy car.
That's a defensive move. But I don't believe that voting in any way is a defensive move. My liberty activism, if I may say so, is just trying to live my life as a free person now because I'm not going to see much of a difference in my lifetime. I don't believe that. What I think is going to happen, if anything happens in my lifetime, is the government is just going to collapse because the money problem.
It may very well, Dan.
It's going to collapse, and things are going to get really scary.
It could, but wouldn't you?
I think treating it with violence is totally wrong, and I think a lot of people will turn to violence and I think that's wrong.
Sure.
I just think that's wrong.
I'm just thinking that in the meantime, Ron Paul has a great podium for talking about the ideas of liberty. I don't think there's too many libertarians out there that are going to claim that Ron Paul has been bad for the ideas of liberty. And the larger podium you give him by giving him your vote and your support gets those ideas out farther and wider. Therefore, when the collapse comes, which you believe to be inevitable, I would say that getting Ron Paul in there likely could help stave it off, but maybe or maybe not, at that time of that collapse, more people will have heard the ideas of liberty, therefore furthering your hopes.
Well, I think it's interesting. Let's just suppose that Ron Paul was elected, okay?
Okay.
And he's just one man.
Yeah, but okay? He is a commander-in-chief.
I don't believe electing Ron Paul or anyone else that would be identical to Ron Paul. I don't believe electing me could stop it. Okay.
Stop,
because if they elected me, I'd start firing people.
Stop the financial collapse, is what you're saying?
What about this, Dan?
Wait, Dan, wait a second. There are tens of thousands of people dying every single year at the hands of the United States military, and your vote for Ron Paul could absolutely do something about that, because he would be the commander-in-chief of the United States military and would have complete control over the movement of troops, therefore. Just because you're worried about a financial collapse does not give you the moral ability to just say, ah, screw those brown people.
I got news for you. The financial collapse is already happening. You can't stop it. It is falling right now. It will stop when it hits the ground and explodes into nothingness or whatever happens. You can't stop it, no matter who you elect.
That was a good point about Ron Paul stopping the wars overseas. Absolutely. Okay. But what I'm afraid of, if Ron Paul could be elected, which I think that's highly unlikely, but if he was elected, things are going to become bad anyway, and what's going to happen is people are going to look at Ron Paul, not everybody, obviously, but there'll be enough people to look at Ron Paul and say, hey, we tried this liberty thing, and look at this now. That's how ignorant people are.
Indeed they are, Dan, but I mean, how much of a defeatist attitude is that we don't want to get the ideas, we don't want to give people more liberty in their lifetimes because they'll abuse that liberty and therefore take away liberty from us? I mean, we're already losing liberty. We might as well get more, right?
I don't ask permission for it. That's what I don't do. Mm-hmm. And then voting is asking permission for it.
I don't have permission for it. You have no evidence of that. That is a positive statement for which you have no evidence. You have said up to this point, I think. But, you know, you've just now said
Wait, Mark, I don't ask permission for my own liberty. They can throw me in the can, and they have. Okay?
I bet they have.
They could shoot me, but I'm not going to ask permission for
my own liberty.
God bless
you. Absolutely.
No way.
But I don't think that voting is asking permission.
I work for myself. I clean houses, and when I do a job for people, they pay me a check. I look at their check that they gave me. I go to their bank and I cash it. I don't pay taxes. I haven't paid taxes in 5 years.
Good for you.
I don't file. And they may come after me someday, and then I'll have to cross that bridge when I get to it. But I'm not asking for permission.
I'm with you.
I pay sales tax. I pay sales tax when I buy gas.
Sure.
I'm trapped in that. But I do everything I can to avoid these people, to avoid the system everywhere, and that includes voting.
I think that's more than most people do, and I think there's actually an argument to be had that I don't pay federal income taxes and I avoid federal taxes whenever I can, so I don't vote in federal elections. I think there's an actual argument inside of that. I think it's far better than the argument of voting is immoral. Because I don't participate in the system.
I don't even vote for the dog catcher.
Appreciate the call, Dan. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.